Hey everyone, thanks so much for listening to The Own It Show. As you know, our mission is to redeem the health of the world. And I've got a new book coming out on April 23rd, The Power of Ownership, Redeem Your Health, Live Life by Design, and Break the Relentless Pursuit of Normal. And if you go to thepowerofownershipbook.com right now, you can have access to the book. You can get access to all the behind the scenes content, the hidden videos, the blueprints, and also entered in a draw to have some personal one-on-one time with myself. And so that's at thepowerofownershipbook.com. Be sure to get that resource so that you can take ownership of your health. Until then, let's get back to the episode. Track your progress. It could be creating a journal. It could be publishing the results online. It could be starting a podcast about what you're doing. It could be tracking your journey. But the more likely that you're publicly tracking the journey is the more likely that you're going to succeed.
This is The Own It Show, where we tell stories of how everyday people made ownership theirs.
Hey team, welcome back to another episode of The Own It Show. I'm your host, Justin Rothenschofer, and I just want to thank you guys for being here. I want to thank you guys for investing 15 to 20 minutes of your day in bettering yourself, in stepping up to take ownership of your life, because we know that when you do take ownership, life changes. And it's a life by design. There is something so empowering and so unique about living a life by design and living something that is according to what your body's asking, living according to what you want, living according to the stepping stones that are going to get you closer to the goals, aspirations, and dreams that you have in place. And so that's why you're here. That's why all 10,000 of our listeners are here. That's why all people that are continually sharing this, continually commenting on this, continually exposing this to their friends and families are here. And so I encourage you and I invite you, if this podcast or any of these other episodes have spoken to you, please share them on social media. Please like them. Please share a review. Send them to your friends. That's the only way that we grow. That's the only way that we can reach more people and ultimately have a bigger impact. And so today's episode, we're really diving into a lot of this mindset stuff and talking about how can we create this mindset shift in terms of what it is that we need to do and how do we need to do it in a very personalized way. And there was this saying or this quote by Aristotle 2,400 years ago that said 92% of people never actually achieve their goals. And I sat back for a second. I started thinking about that. I was like, instead of being amazed by it, it actually saddened me, because I sat and I said, man, how would I feel if I never achieved my goals? What would that feel like if I never actually stepped into my calling? And it felt so empty. It actually brought tears to my eyes. And what if I felt like I could never take a step forward? What if I felt like I could never truly change my circumstance? What if I felt like I was just trapped? And it made me sad. And so as you guys are listening to this, maybe that's you. Maybe you feel like you're trapped. Maybe you feel like you don't know where to go. Maybe you feel like you don't know how to take your first step. Everyone just says, hey, take the first step. It starts with the first step. Maybe you don't know where that is. This episode's for you. This episode is going to guide you through and give you some, I think, some mindset shifts in this. And so going back to James Clear and what James Clear talks about in Atomic Habits, great book. If you haven't picked it up, haven't read it yet. But the answer is habits. Consistent habits allow us to achieve our goals. And over this episode, we're going to go through eight lessons, eight things that you can put into place to ensure that these habits become consistent. These habits become something that are truly personalized to you and allows you to live that life by design. Because a life by design for me is very different than what a life by design is for Elise, than very different than what a life by design is for our clients, than very different what a life by design is for you. You have to determine that. And that's what ownership is all about. Taking responsibility with accountability to get to where you want to go. And so I want you to begin, lesson one is begin with the end in mind. Imagine what you want your future to look like. Imagine what you want to do. Imagine all the good and all the bad that will come with accomplishing that thing, getting to that place. Because to be honest with you, the journey to that place is actually the dream, is actually what's amazing, is actually where all the fun and fulfillment is. Because I've been there where you've created it. And oftentimes once you've gotten there and once you've created it, once you've realized it, there's a whole bunch of other things that come with it that you didn't necessarily realize. Perfect example is I wanted to start a business, wanted to do it with my wife. And all of a sudden, as we've built this beast, we sometimes say, is it's taken away a lot of our marriage interaction. And we've had to become so intentional about how do we actually keep our relationship on fire? How do we stay focused on us? And so I want you to begin with the end in mind. Oftentimes we're just thinking 5 steps ahead. I need you to think 100 steps ahead. Dan Martell, if you haven't read his book, it's called Buy Back Your Time. Really good. Again, another really great book. But he talks about skipping a $10 million business. He goes, once you hit a million, I want you to think, what does 100 million look like? Because 1 to 10 versus 1 to 40, he goes, it's pretty much the same business. And if you are building a $10 million business, you're going to struggle to continue to go on because you've boxed yourself in and you've created systems that aren't going to sustain you at 12, 18, 24, 32, 63. Go from 1 to a million and start to build the processes that a $100 million company would require. Same thing with your health. Don't think about what losing 5 pounds looks like. Think about what habits and behaviors does the person who you want to look, feel, and have energy like do? What habits would they engage in? And that's what you want to look at. Because when you know what you want and you create a plan to achieve it, you can work backwards and reverse engineer what you need in order to succeed each and every day. Otherwise, we're chasing it. And that's literally the life by design. Second lesson is reduce the friction. And so when we talk about what creates a successful habit, like what determines whether a habit will truly stay, there's 2 things that ultimately require or are required through neuroscience to actually engineer a sustainable habit. The first thing is to reduce friction. There's something at the front part of the limbic part of our brain that we have to overcome these things. And if it's not simple to do the habit, meaning if you want to start cold plunging, if you don't have a cold plunge or you don't have a cold pool, what's the likelihood you're going to run a cold bath, pour ice in it, and then go and sit in it? Probably slim to none, versus if you actually have something closely accessible to you or you build it around a cold shower. What's the likelihood that you're going to cook high quality meals if you don't have any groceries in your refrigerator? Probably not very good. And what's the likelihood that you're going to go to the grocery store if you don't have a list or you don't know what you're going to get? Or what's the likelihood that if you don't have an automatic set order on your Amazon checkout cart, that it's going to get ordered on a Sunday to be delivered on a Monday? We have to reduce friction. So reducing limbic friction, choose goals, habits that align with your life, habits that ultimately are going to get you to where you're going to go, but make those as simple as possible. The third thing is reduce the need for a person, place, or thing. It's called context dependency. We have to really lower that. If it's required to be with a person, a place, or a thing, meaning I can only work out when I have my personal trainer, or I can only go to bed at night when I have my on time when I have my wife with me. I can only take my supplements when I am making my smoothie immediately after my workout. We have to reduce person, place, or thing requirements to make a habit sustainable. It needs to be context independent. So whether I'm here in Miami, whether I'm on the road speaking, or whether I'm on holiday, I'm always brushing my teeth in the morning. That's context independent. It's a habit that's ingrained. So everything that we think about, let's create habits that reduce that as well. Number 4 is we want to prime our environment. Prime our environment. If you want to write a book, set up a writing area. You want to work out? Set out your workout clothes first thing in the morning. We need to set up our environments to facilitate our desired habits. So that means we're more likely to follow through with what we're trying to do. Otherwise, we'll continue to be in this tailspin of chasing whatever's next. So we have to set up our environments to make sure that where we're going, what we're doing, what we're trying to accomplish is powerful. So setting up our environments. That's why, again, if you're familiar with Own It, we talk about one of the 8 controllables is your environment. How are you setting it up? What environment are you in? It's everything around us. It is so, so important. Number 5, discipline over motivation. Motivation fades. Motivation is fleeting. We know what that's like. You go to a motivational talk, you go to Tony Robbins, it's rah, rah, throwing it all around. But guess what? Tomorrow you step out and you're in the real world again. You're back right where you were. I love the, if you guys are Robin Williams fans, the Mrs. Doubtfire, right at the beginning of the movie, when he's sitting there with his wife and they're talking about how like they're just having trouble in their marriage. And he goes, we'll move. Maybe our habit or maybe our problems won't follow us. It's just like motivation won't follow you. As soon as you leave an environment, it's going to go right back to where you were, unless you change the environment. We talk about that with our retreats all the time, is we've got these people for 6-7 days and it's a life-changing experience, but it's only a life-changing experience if you take the lessons learned and you go now and implement them back into the real world, because it's so easy to lose the motivation once the phone calls start coming back in, the emails start coming back in, the kids start coming back in, the issues and struggles you were having at home start coming back in, all of those things. We have to start to have a bigger informational piece. And so motivation fades, motivation is fleeting, but discipline remains. We have to develop discipline. We have to develop a system and a process that allows us to be disciplined. And that's what ownership is all about. Ownership is about making sure that you can be consistent, that when you're consistent, you build your discipline muscles in and out every single day. And so we have to continue to keep building. We have to keep staying there. Number 7 is reward yourself. And often people are like, well, reward yourself. Like, I'm not a dog. No, reward yourself. And I struggle with this one, not celebrating your wins. But we have to set up a external reward system. We have to set up something that allows you to really celebrate what you just accomplished. When you've read a book each day, watch a movie on the weekend. When you've hit a certain monetary goal, take your team out and celebrate. When you've had a great week at the gym every single week, tell somebody about it. Bring somebody to engage in something with you. Spend the day at the pool. When we reward the behavior, we're more likely to maintain a commitment to the behavior. And that's something super important that we need to start to really attach to, is that these behaviors that we're trying to change, that we're trying to lean into, are really, really purposeful, are really, really deep-seated. And if we don't take time to celebrate them, if we don't take time to acknowledge them, it's too easy to allow them to be fleeting. Number 7 is track your progress. Track your progress. Create a journal. Allow yourself to be able to look where you started and ultimately where you are. A week, you can look back at where you started and be like, man, look at how I was talking then and look how I'm talking now. Look at where I started versus look where I am now. Track your progress. It could be creating a journal. It could be publishing the results online. It could be starting a podcast about what you're doing. It could be tracking your journey. But the more likely that you're publicly tracking the journey is the more likely that you're going to succeed. When we add that element of public accountability, we increase our likelihood of persisting, which is also why it's important to have a coach, why it's also important to have somebody going along the journey with you. I have a coach. I use the Own It team to literally coach and guide me. Next month, starting June, it's a 6-month journey. I'm taking 3 other men with me, and we're going from June 1 all the way to December 31st. And we're doing all of our testing, all of our training. We're doing it all together. I'm programming everything. We're literally going through, and we are going to create a 6-month change in ourselves as we go along with this. And we're going to hold each other accountable, and we're going to be along for the journey and really see this in a very unique way. And then I'll just throw this out there as number 8 is start small. Start small. I know this is how we started, but really, truly start small. Do not try to achieve your goals in one big step. Do not try to go from A all the way to Z. Make your first steps as small as possible. You want to run a marathon? Start with running a mile. You want to read 5 books in the year? Start by reading 5 pages a day. You want to start with getting a regular exercise routine in and working out for an hour a day? Start with 15 minutes a day. Often what happens is we will do more than we set out to do by actually just starting, that we get to where our goal is much faster. I still remember when I was starting to my running journey, I hated running. Like, I still hate it. But what I would do is I would go, okay, I'm just going to run half a mile. Half a mile is easy. Well, I don't know if there were many days where I only ran half a mile. It was somewhere between a mile and, pardon me, it was somewhere between half a mile and like 1.2. But every day it started with half a mile. That's what I'm doing today. And you start to build this habit of starting to do a little bit more. And when you build all of these things together, they become a habit. They become a habit that become long withstanding. They become a habit that becomes something that you do long term. Because I don't want you to be in that 93% or that 92% that doesn't achieve their goals, doesn't truly yield fulfillment. I want you to get there. And the recipe is not secret. It's actually very simple. And it starts with habits. It starts with, what do you do consistently? Success is not but an act, but what you do consistently every single day. Thus, success is a habit. And success is different. We know it's different. If it was easy, everybody would do it. But it takes intention, it takes purpose, and it takes making sure you're living a life by design. And that's something that you have access to. But it starts with choosing different. We'll see you next week.